with you today, Stockman's Livestock, Bob Rodenberger with us. Bob, we've had all kinds of stuff since we talked last time. We've had a Christmas, a New Year, and a snowstorm. So how'd all those fare for you?
Well, despite all of, first off, the Christmas, and I hope everybody had a great New Year. I mean, it's in the first year, it started out tremendous. You know, we were looking for snow, and then Monday in Oklahoma City, they were calling for the, you know, ultra cold weather, and everybody was concerned. Well, everybody that showed up got paid to show up. I mean, it was as crazy and high market as I've seen, and everybody was trying to buy cattle. So, I mean, everybody that hesitated made the right decision by coming. And then the same thing happened at Apache. We were talking about snow. People weren't wanting to come, and I get that, especially down there because everybody's on a country road trying to get there. But we end up having 1,700 head in a snow day, and which that's good, and the market maintain the pace, if not a little bit better, on different types of cattle. And I mean, it, the New Year started out with a great bang. I mean, I'm sure I don't remember selling cattle this high. You know, we sold some four weight cattle up around $4.50 Monday, and we sold a set of eight weight cattle up there Monday at 270. We sold seven weight cattle yesterday at 290. I mean, it's great. If you got cattle right now, you're getting paid on them.
Well, you know, how do you feel like, because this is kind of an interesting snowstorm because it hit Colorado, it hit Texas, it hit us here, it hit Nebraska. So how is this weather and the precipitation that we're going to get and have gotten, is that going to influence the markets? I would assume most folks being excited about the moisture, to your point.
Well, you know, normally a snowstorm will make the fat market rally. I mean, that's what most of the people that's feeding cattle, the beginning of the snowstorm, or it's like anything else, the rumor's worse than the fact. And, you know, normally we get a pretty good rally and people have a chance to lay some cattle off and things, because what happens is you're, you know, the packers will get better weights. The cattle, you know, won't gain as good. And people's got to, it'll end up costing us in the long run if we have a severe snowstorm like we did, I think it was a year ago. We had like a 60-day blitz in there in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado where, I mean, the cattle just, I mean, of course, all the, they're not putting on any weight. They're just maintaining body heat with what they're eating. So they can't eat enough to gain and keep body weight. So it strings out, you know, your cattle. There's some negatives and positives about it. But normally a snowstorm in the feed yard area creates a rally on the futures market. And we got that yesterday. And the day before it was down 300 and yesterday it was up 400. So, I mean, we put on a dollar above where what we took off. So, and we had cattle on the video Wednesday and we sold, and now they were exceptional cattle, one ranch, same genetics that come in May, weighing 850 at 275. And I don't never remember selling cattle that high on a, you know, out front, you know, selling 5 months out front. So, I mean, it's been fun the last, since Monday. I mean, people's excited. It's always fun when everybody's excited and they're getting more money. But I've been in on both ends where it's just the opposite. But right now it's good. The margin on these calves that these boys are buying coming back in May, of course, it was reduced before we started selling some of these cattle out front. Now that we're getting to see what some of these cattle are out front, I mean, I know the front calves are quite a bit higher. We've reduced the margin, but there's still a good margin if you've got cattle to graze out front. So, I mean, it's been a positive all the way through.
Well, but now it's all going to melt off. It's going to be sloppy on Monday. So how's that going to look for next week's sales?
Well, it is. I mean, the people that didn't come this week, if they got snow, they're probably going to be, it's going to be harder to get cattle out just because of the logistics of it. If you're on a county road for 2 miles, it'll be real hard to get a trailer or a pot in and out. Now, if you're on solid roads, I mean, we're not talking about any bad weather through the rest of the week. So, I mean, if you can get them to town, bring them. I mean, the market's good. Don't try to outthink this thing. I mean, I understand everybody hesitant last week because it didn't, I mean, it was ultra, extremely cold there Monday. And, but it didn't cause any hesitation in the market. The market just was on fire.
Well, if folks want to talk to you about it, how do they get in touch with you?
Give us a call at 1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Clay LeBye, Kelly Allsbrook, Greg Griffith, or myself. Give us a call.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Kelly.